It's around 7 a.m. and the usual 20 or so tents at Echo Park Lake are about to triple.
Tell me why you're putting up tents right now.
Well, we're putting it up to occupy the park.
His name is General Dogon. Normally, tents are supposed to be put away by 8 a.m., but he and other activists are putting up more to protest invasive cleanups. Ayman Ahmed is with the Services Not Sweeps Coalition.
This is our first offensive strike on the city. We're going to stop the sweep. That's going to be easy enough, but our real goal is to get a meeting with Mitch.
That's Councilman Mitch O'Farrell. They're angry that the councilman has not met with them.
Fight, fight, fight!
Housing is a human right.
Fight!
At 8:30, the cleanup begins. The activists and homeless people follow police, rangers, and workers closely around the encampment.
Is anybody inside this tent?
Don't touch it.
Off to the side, Chief Park Ranger Joe Losarelli is dismissive of the morning's protest about the cleanup.
It's been done every week for years. I don't know what the big hype is. Nobody gets kicked out.
The city workers collect a few bags of trash and a tent, and then they leave. An hour later, one of the park residents walks a block to Councilman O'Farrell's office to ask about that in-person meeting the group wants.
My name is Lloyd Edward. I'm one of the people who... But it's really to meet with Mitch, like, on behalf of all the people.
I'm going
to
go through the process with you. Come on in.
Okay.
While they meet, other activists swarm into the office lobby while others set up a line of tents outside on the sidewalk. All this is meant to pressure the councilman and the city to take them seriously as a collective political force. After an hour, the protesters and their tents are gone. I'm Sharon McNary.